We as poets must so use a language whose primary purpose vis-a-vis the New World African was to destroy, exclude, deny, subjugate, or marginalize, never to affirm, so that at least we leave a trace in the language and leave it more ready for our poetic legatees. M. Nurbezi Philip, Earth and Sound, The Place of Poetry.
Rose Zinnia was born in Akron, Ohio, and is the author of the chapbooks Golden Nothing Forever, Non-Binary, Abracadabra Chrysanthemum, Hands, and River, with Ross Gay. Their writing has appeared or is forthcoming in West Branch, The Tenderness Project, The Ocean State Review, The Academy of American Poets Poem a Day, Peach Mag, and elsewhere. They live with their wolf dog, Kiki, in Bloomington, Indiana, where they are an MFA candidate in creative writing at Indiana University and a book graphic designer. They co-edit With the Trees, Poesis, and the reading series Syzygy. Welcome to The Poet's Weave. I'm Romaine Rubinus Dorsey. Rose, what poems have you brought for us today?
Earth hurt, earth hurt, earth hurt, earth hurt. A murder of crows told me trees are people. After emerging from a pine and dropping a dead crow at my feet on my birthday, my brother named his favorite bull John Boltrain, which I feel like he deserves a literary award for. JK, not JK, the earth isn't something that can be saved. It is an orchestra to fall apart to. It is a forgotten dream that wants you back. Like I want the cute trans mask Burger King employee with the float-on hand tattoo who restored my faith in enigmatic ontological positions back when he slash they said, "Here's your milkshake, sweetheart." I blew him slash them a kiss as I fawned my eyelids like swallowtail wings. I need to nap in a field that has never been photographed or named. I want the earth to be re-unnamed. I want the earth to top me ontologically and shatter me like Humpty Dumpty's mirror. Chisel, this B-word was a bouquet on my grave. JK, I won't have a grave. Please toss my remains in the nearest volcano. Have I told Yins how my high school's design was based on a prison? My father was a carpenter. My mother engraved, souls like ours must touch to be free. On my rucksack, I tattooed the word Weltschmerz on my brain as you licked it. I don't think we should Control-Alt-Delete our hands from the dirt that once bore us. I can't remember my first thought, but I remember collecting little gray miseries like pebbles you slip in your small pockets as a kid. I swirled around like a reindeer cyclone, trying to stay hidden from the malevolence of the epic into which I was born, but I still can't understand what is real besides pleasure and joy and God, and the trees are screaming and the water is thrumming with the dead, centrifuging all the repressed emotions, transmuting them into cyclones and typhoons, and the rain which falls on my face on a Tuesday in April is a way, using the English language, to reference a moment in my life, which we call memory, so I can keep track of my character's trajectory. But nothing comes linearly anymore. The cops told me to collect gold coins till I perish, or else I never understood the objective of video games like society. I always looked for the cheat code that would redistribute wealth. I'm barely perceptible to wolves, which fuels my Weltschmerz and derealization. We have to imagine beautiful things, or else we will not become beautiful things. We will get everything and lose everything. I'm trying. I hope I am. Can I fall out of this time into another earth? I ask the magic eight ball, please leave me alone, it replies and vanishes from my palm, like crumbling a dandelion head. As I got older, I transformed the stones in my pockets to joys. I practiced refusal. I became younger again. I started seeing wolves everywhere, waterfalls everywhere, wild fields with no name or 100 names, and all the arenas were eaten by kudzu and milkweed, and all the prisons became bivouacs for wolves, and the water in my palm was a mirror, and I was an oak, I was a sycamore, and I whispered to the teal river, people, our trees, and the water took me back.
You've been listening to the poems of Rose Zinnia on The Poet's Weave. I'm Romaine Rabinus-Dorsey.